Page 66. Listening. Exercises 1 and 2. Listen to a conversation at an art gallery. Who did Victor Vasarely hope would enjoy op art? Then listen again and decide if the sentences are true or false.
I'm so excited about this exhibition, Diane. I love op art.
Well, I'm happy for you, Jennifer. I think a lot of other people love op art too. Look at this queue. We've been here for half an hour and we're still not at the door.
That's because this is the first op art exhibition in our city. Oh good, we're finally in. Come on, I want to see the painting Zebra.
What are you talking about? Op artists don't paint animals. I thought op art was abstract.
Oh, it is.
I don't understand then.
You will. Here it is. Zebra by Victor Vasarely. He was a Hungarian artist, and this is one of his earliest pictures.
The sign says he painted it in 1938. That's funny. It looks very modern to me.
Well, it is a modern picture in many ways. Can you see the zebra?
Yes, it's quite clever actually. He's just painted the white stripes, but because the rest of the picture is black, we see a zebra.
Exactly. He painted a lot of paintings with zebras. It was really the beginning of op art, and that's why this painting is so important.
Look at this next painting. It's amazing!
He painted that in 1969, so it's much later.
It looks like a three-dimensional ball, but it's a flat painting. I really like this, and I don't usually like modern art.
Well, Victor Vasarely would be happy to hear that, if he were here. It's exactly what he wanted op art to be. Art for everyone. Not just university professors and artists.
That's lucky, because I'm not a professor and I'm not a very good artist.
I know, Diane. I've seen your work.
Thanks a lot.